When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I love that when you guys come on the show, you're totally prepared for me to ask you about your life insurance and your estate planning, because you know that these are two issues that I think are so important to secure your financial future. And with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius is so cool because it helps you compare your options from top companies, and often we find out that your work insurance policy may not offer enough protection for your family's needs. Even worse, it may not even be portable, meaning you may not be able to take it with you if you leave your job and go to another one. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Thursday, April 4th, and we are here answering financial questions on your behalf. And sometimes they're not really even financial. Sometimes you call in, you write in, you come on the air with us, and you're talking about your real life. And we are just kind of using the numbers to go underneath and see what's happening. Your lives determine the outcome of the advice that we are providing, meaning if you want us to think about something that's applicable to you, you got to get in touch with us. Us is me and Mark Talercia. We're both certified financial planners. We don't do it as a day job. We just do it as this media gig. And we love talking to you. But again, it's about you. So if you have a question, you have something going on, go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, check the box if you'd like to join us on the air. Mark does everything else. And don't forget, while you're on the website, to check out all the cool, cool content that lives there. Today, we are speaking with listener Tom. He's on the line from Pennsylvania.
So I think I have a lot coming up in the short future, and I feel like I've done a good job saving for retirement so far. So of all the things that I have coming up, I was wondering maybe if I should pull back saving for retirement, because I'm currently maxing things out at the moment. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if we could just go over my situation, my numbers, some
Why
things
not?
I have planned.
Why not? So, yeah. Tom, first of all, how old are you?
I am 29.
Oh, you sound 30. So mature for a 29-year-old. Mark, this is my thesis on, like, these millennials are so much more on top of their money than I was. Unbelievable. So how much money do you earn, Tom?
So my base salary is $132,000. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting a raise in the next couple of weeks, and how much our bonus is. And with the bonus target, I'm expecting to be around $150,000 this year.
That's great. Awesome. Yeah. $150,000 and you're 29 years old. You're in tech, yeah. Right?
Yep. It wasn't always like this.
I mean, it never is. That I understand. Yeah. And you said you're maxing out your retirement account through work. Is that a Roth or a traditional account?
So right now I'm maxing out the traditional, and I'm maxing out my Roth IRA, and I'm maxing my HSA.
Wow. That's a lot of maxing going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How much money have you saved in each of those three vehicles? So the traditional retirement account, I guess it's a 401k?
Yeah, but it's a 401k, and I have around 61 or 62,000. I just started at a company 2 years ago.
Great. So, how much money's in the Roth IRA?
In the Roth, I have 60,000, and then I also have a regular rollover from my old employer with around 50,000.
Okay, got it. And the HSA?
I only started it last year. I think I have around 5,000 or 6,000.
Great. Are you renting or do you own right now?
I currently own. I bought a townhouse about 2 years ago, but I actually had enough cash to pay off the mortgage, which I did.
Oh. So just hear my, I had that little, like, I was a little winsome. I did that little tisk, like, aw. How much is the townhouse worth?
Around 280, 290.
Okay. No mortgage. Yeah. You're so weird. No. And what was the mortgage interest rate, just out of curiosity?
It was around 5.5.
Oh, all right. It wasn't nothing. Yeah. Okay.
If it was like 3, like other people.
Yes. of course. I get it. I get it. I understand. Yeah. Okay. So,
I'd kill for 5, by the way.
So close. So close you were, Mark. Just like a year away. So, Tom, do you also have a brokerage account in addition to the retirement accounts in the HSA?
I don't at the moment.
Okay. All right,
I was
that's
thinking
fine.
About building that up.
What about a emergency reserve bank account?
Yep, I have savings. I have about 3 to 6 months of expenses. My expenses are really low because I don't have a mortgage or kids or anything like that, really.
Okay, Tom, what are the short-term things that are happening?
So I'm planning on proposing to my girlfriend this year. So
I hope she's not listening.
Wow, that's quite the assumption. She's going to say yes.
I'm sure she will.
Don't ask the question unless you know the answer.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll say yes.
Okay, so you're going to propose. That when does is there going to be like a big wedding, or is this like we're going to City Hall and that's going to be it, and have like, you know, a food truck at your house?
I think we're doing something in between, not something extravagant. I'm planning on cash flowing it.
Okay.
So it's not going to be until 2026 because we have other friends that are getting married and stuff like that. So
okay.
We think 2026 will be good. And
okay.
If my bonuses were like they have been, I think I should be able to pay that just through my bonus.
What do you think it will cost you? Just in terms of like the wedding, the ring and all, like all in, what do you think is on the horizon?
With the ring and everything, I think about 35.
Okay.
I think like 5 or 6 for the ring and then the rest for the wedding.
Okay. The national average for weddings, I just went onto theknot.com, is $30,000. Mm-hmm. And you're going to just do that yourself? You don't have rich parents, either of you?
I think our parents are going to help, but okay. I'm not really counting on it.
Okay. Fair enough. How do you think, like, when you look ahead and you look at your intended now girlfriend, is she comfortable in her financial condition? Does she carry some old student loans? Like, what's going on for her?
Yeah, she has a lot of student loans, unfortunately.
Oh,
she
boy.
She went to a private school. Yeah,
that was the big mistake, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What is her age, first of all?
She's also 29.
What's her debt level?
So she has about $80,000 in public, but she's a public worker, so she's working on the path to getting those forgiven.
Oh, public loan forgiveness.
Yeah, that's the smaller part of her debt, though. She has,
wait a minute. I was so excited. So I was like, all right, I was about to cross out the debt, but now it's those. So it's the public service loan forgiveness plan, gang, is only good for public or federal loans. What other debt does she have?
Private student loans as well. Luckily, we refinanced that when we first got together. She told me about her debt.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. And she used to have, I think, around 10% with Discover. Now we're at 3.5 with SoFi, but she has about $130,000.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yep.
Yowza. Is she a doctor or something? Like, that's a big number.
No, she has her master's in psychology. She's a school psychologist.
Dude, didn't anyone say to her, like, girl, you just have to get an MSW. You don't need to get that whole thing. Okay. So how much does she earn as a school psychologist?
I think right now she's earning about 66 or 68. And in my notes, I have 67,000. And that increases about 5% a year.
And she'll be able to be, she will be entitled to a pension if she sticks it out.
Yeah, she currently has a pension.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot. Do you guys talk about it? Like, what's your intention? Are you like, yeah, we're going to just bang that debt down as soon as we can? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of got her on board to start paying it off. I think she was a little kind of defeated by it at first. And then we ran the numbers, like, if you pay more and, you know, kind of just don't spend as much money, create a budget and stuff, we could probably pay it off in like 5 years instead of 15, I think.
Does she live with you rent free?
Yes. Yeah. She used to give me $500 a month.
Just take that $500 a month and slap it down on that SoFi loan.
Yeah. I mean, the bulk of her income, take home, should be going towards the loan.
And, you know, the good news is, like, you're saving money like crazy. But if she could literally take her money from being a school psychologist and just essentially cash flow this, she has to make, obviously, for the public, for the loan forgiveness, she has to keep making minimum payments. She cannot miss a loan, a payment. Yep. But if she took everything else and just started to crack down on those private loans and you guys just live on your income, that's pretty awesome. Okay. Short-term goals. Got to propose. Wait a second. You're going to, let me just go back to where we were. Yep. You're going to propose to her. You're going to get married probably in 2026. We got to pay off her private loans, right?
Yep.
What else?
So we do want to move to kind of our future home that would, you know, fit our future family. So we're kind of planning ahead.
Yeah. What's that costing us?
I think around $500 or $600.
Okay.
Let me guess. You want to keep your current place and rent it out?
No, I don't.
Actually. Oh, thank God. but you're happy where you are for right now. If you look at your income together, it's a lot of money, you know, and you're going to have, You have a pretty big upside, right?
Yeah.
She's just going to keep, you know, she's going to increase, but she's got, the good news for her is if she at all gets down and out, all you can say to her is like, okay, honey, we're going to get rid of this loan and then we're going to have all that extra cash flow. We're going to be able to create a brokerage account. We're going to be able to put together a retirement plan for you. But, you know, if she stays in the system, she gets a pension and that's kind of great. So in the near term, I heard you say like you kind of were thinking about a brokerage account. I don't think that's where you are right this second because we need you to have beef up those savings because we got to get, I think you probably want to save the $30,000 for the marriage, right? You want that already built up. And so I would have that immediately. And then as soon as that's done, I guess the next question, Mark, is should he then start putting money in the brokerage account to start getting ready for the move to a house from the townhouse?
I don't know. I really just want to, even if he's using his own resources, I want to get rid of the loans.
I mean, the thing is, it kind of depends where, I mean, thank goodness you don't have a gun to your head about moving right now, right? Because I'm almost more, if you can be patient on the move to a house and you kind of just wait it out until rates come down a little bit, they will come down in the next few years. You stay in the townhouse, but you're socking money away. And even if it were that you took all that cash flow, because you probably have a bunch of money every, like, especially once you get your raise and you have your bonus, like you're going to beef up your savings and then you can start investing into a brokerage account. Do you have a Roth option at work or not?
Yeah. I was considering actually, since I already have a good lump sum in my retirement, I was planning on bringing that down to maybe 10% and switching to a Roth. Right now I'm doing 17% pre-tax, which maxes me out. And the match is only up to 8%. So they give me 4 on top of the first 8.
Where is the 401k held? I know you told me where you work now. Is it in their investment products or is it in a different kind of a plan?
Fidelity sponsored it.
Oh, okay. So is there any reason why you need to keep the rollover separate? Because I'm thinking that maybe if you want to preserve the ability to potentially do a backdoor Roth, that you'd want to get rid of that rollover and just move it into your traditional 401k.
Yeah, I could do that.
Don't you think that makes more sense, Mark, for him to get rid of that extra account and just pop it into his traditional right now?
I mean, if he wants the option, the flexibility down the road, eventually he's going to phase out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just, because, you know, the Roth contributions, I don't know, you're going to have a problem when, you know, you're, let's see, married filing jointly, you're going to get phased out starting at 230. You're getting close to that right now, you know? Yeah. So I just think it might clean that up. Don't be in such a rush. I think you're in great shape.
Yeah.
How much do you think you actually need to live on? What did you say was the number? What's like your, what's that burn rate? Yeah.
I think on a high end, 3,000.
So what are you going to do when you reduce your contribution and you capture this extra cash flow? Where's it going?
So I was planning on just saving for a down payment.
Why? You want to pay off? Do you really want to pay off the debt at 3.5%?
Oh, no. Down payment for a home.
No.
She's asking me.
Because I hear him.
No, I mean, I'm torn. It's a big number.
It's 135, but it's at 3.5%. It's not at, you know, 9%.
No, I know the interest rate's low.
You just hate it. If you do want to get a little, just a, really, if you really just want to get her to, like, take a deep breath and let her catch her, like, sort of feel like, oh, don't worry, we got this. Like, play this for her. Like, make sure she hears this. Like, you're going to be fine. You guys are going to be great. I know it's a ton of money, but, you know, 135 grand. She got the loan. She'll get the 80 grand released from the loan forgiveness program. You'll pay down the 135. She's going to have a sweet pension. She's not allowed to leave. If she wants to do a little side hustle and take those crazy kids from school and charge them money outside and get a private practice, that's fine too. But, like, I wouldn't, it's going to get paid off. I don't see this to be a bad one. This is going to be fine. I think because you have these competing needs, meaning I need to save for, I would like to save for a house and I'd like to save, you know, for a marriage. I'd like to, you know, like a wedding ceremony. I'd like to put money down on the private loans. Like, come up with a game plan together that feels reasonable. That's it. If you are only spending $3,000 a month and you've got, you know, boatloads of extra money coming in, then there's no reason why you can't say, okay, well, we're going to put $1,000 a month down on the private loan, $1,000 a month in savings, you know, and go from there. And, you know, when you have the move to the new house, I wouldn't even go so crazy with that because I'm thinking you sell the townhouse, you roll it into the new house and you've got a loan and maybe that loan will be, hopefully it'll be a 4% loan, but there's no, again, no rush to get that deal done. No rush at all. I think you're in good shape. You're going to be fine. Mark, are you nervous? Come on. Can you believe I'm being so nonchalant about this?
I'm not nervous. He's on top of it. He's kind of, you know, a little nutty about this stuff too. So yeah. He's like us.
That's right. Yeah. So I feel like that's why I'm not worried. I don't have to worry because you're worrying for me. I think you're in good shape. If you would like to join us on the program, it's just a few clicks away. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button, check the box if you'd like to come on the air. And also, of course, bookmark the website because all of our content is refreshed because I have really the most amazing web king in Mark Talercio. And of course, if you want to check out what it's like to be on video and not on TV, check out our YouTube show. It's called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. And you can find that right on the front door of our website. We like to tell you to put your hands metaphorically or even physically on someone's back. Someone needs a hug. Someone needs a little boost, and you can give it to them. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.